This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The Trump administration makes no bones about favoring fossil fuels over renewables and has been pushing back hard against power plant regulations. But there's a rule out there known as the Clean Power Plan that's going to be especially hard to eliminate. Not that that's stopping the White House from trying. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports from Washington.
It'll take a lot to kill the regulatory zombie of the Clean Power Plan. That is, the rules cutting carbon emissions from power plants. The Supreme Court halted its rollout, but the EPA can't sit on its hands. It's bound by its own finding that greenhouse gases are dangerous, and it has to act. Brendan Collins at the law firm Ballard Spahr advises power plants and oil and gas companies.
The big money is on the administration putting together some sort of weak tea version of the Clean Power Plan to take its place, declare itself as having fulfilled its obligations, then move on to other issues.
To ditch the current regulation, the EPA has to make a case. Now, one could be that the plan is too costly. But law professor Jack Linke at NYU says the costs of decarbonizing are falling as renewable energy and natural gas are getting cheaper. So this administration
will have to grapple with these recent emission trends that show costs are actually even lower than it originally thought. It can't just offer a kind of a one-sentence document that says we're repealing the Clean Power Plan because we feel like it.
But this coal-friendly EPA could also just drag its feet. Even then, competition is forcing coal plants to shut down. Joseph Goffman of Harvard's Environmental Law Program helped to craft the Clean Power Plan.
It is a setback if the rules are changed, but almost no matter what the EPA does at this point, it can't really neutralize those market forces.
So, one way or another, U.S. emissions are falling and will likely keep falling. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.